Rage. Rage is a powerful emotion. It clouds judgment, destroys reason. During a road rage incident, a relatively normal person can be reduced to a simpleton, acting without clarity, potentially committing life-ruining acts. Today's episode isn't about road rage. It's about something far more frightening. A reminder that the safety of the community built around us is just an illusion. An illusion that can be disproven through one act of desperate rage.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
December 1st, 2023. 1:43 p.m., Victorville, California. Sheriff deputies are notified of a man brandishing a gun at a local convenience shop. According to the report, there was a man and a woman in the shop arguing. The argument began to get heated. The man pulled a handgun from his waistband, pointed it at the woman, and threatened her. The male in question is Jorge Cardenas. The woman told the store clerk to, quote, call 911, and then she locked herself in the store restroom. Cardenas followed the woman to the restroom, and for a time, he beat on that door, screaming for her to get out. Once he calmed down, he exited the shop. He then entered his car located in the parking lot. The following audio is the 911 call in question.
911, what is the address of your emergency?
It is 1 Fair Valley Road.
Is that a business or?
Hello? It's a business. It's a business now.
Okay, what's the name of the business? Okay, do you need police or paramedics?
No, I need the police. I have a customer that went inside the restroom and she says that she's with the guy. The guy's outside in a silver Altima, and he is threatening her, and he has a gun. And I can't get a plate number. He doesn't have.
Okay, so I'm sorry. The guy's in the bathroom.
The girl is in the bathroom. The girlfriend.
So who told you this information?
The guy.
Okay.
In the car.
I know, but who told you the information? The guy or the?
Asked me to call you. The girl.
Okay, and she's in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom.
Okay, just a minute. And what color vehicle is he in?
It's a silver Altima. I want to say like 2019. And it doesn't have a plate in the
car. And he has a gun in the car?
That's what she claims.
Was he threatening her with the gun or?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
She came inside the store. She asked us to call the cops. So she's barricaded inside my restroom.
Okay. I'm sorry, it's just really hard to hear you. I'm not sure if you have me on speakerphone or what.
Hold on one second. Hello?
Yes, that's a lot better. Okay, just a minute. Okay, and the vehicle is still there?
Yeah, he's right outside my store. I don't even know if I should lock the store or not, but I
okay.
have a lot of customers.
Okay, all right, just a minute. And you said it's a silver Nissan Altima?
Yeah.
A two-door fall door. Two-door or four-door?
Looks like it's a four-door.
Can you tell if he's white, black, or Hispanic?
I think, I'm not sure. I can't really see from my camera.
Is she white, black, or Hispanic?
She's white.
Did she appear to be injured at all?
No.
How old is she, approximately?
I'm not sure. I think she's like in her early 20s.
Okay, can you just try and keep an eye on the vehicle, too, and if it leaves, tell me which way it goes while I'm asking you the questions?
Okay.
Okay, hopping,
yeah.
Okay, is she still in the bathroom?
She's still in the restroom. Hold on, let me ask her first. I know she's
Is she still in the restroom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She does not want to go out. She's barricaded in the restroom.
What?
Okay. Oh, wait. The guy came looking for her? Did he? No, he did not. Okay. He's still in the... And so he's looking, like, through the window.
He's looking out his car window?
Yeah. He looks like he's Hispanic.
So he's looking out the car window to see if he can see her?
Yes.
And he appears to be Hispanic?
Yeah.
How old approximately?
I don't know, ma'am. I think maybe same age, early 20s.
Okay.
Is it not in the front? There's a silver car on Altima.
Is it parked near a pump or where is the car parked?
It's parked right in front of the store.
Do you have a license plate on the vehicle by chance?
I can't make out the license plate because it doesn't have one in the front.
Okay.
Is the guy in there? Is the guy in there?
Do you see a deputy pulling up or no?
Is there a cop pulling up? I don't see anybody pulling up yet.
Okay. What's your last name?
Mine is...
What's your first name? Is the vehicle still there?
Yes.
Okay. And she's still in the bathroom?
She's still in the restroom. She does not want to go out. Keep an eye on that car. That silver car. Because he's threatening to go out. She barricaded herself in the restroom. So I'm calling the cops.
Listener, at this point in the call, things are about to go down. I ask that you hold on tight and just listen in. I'm going to leave things obfuscated for now. But once we get to the police-worn body cam, you will understand everything that happened in crystal clear detail.
It looks like he's... All right,
stop.
Oh, good, good. He has a gun. Get out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Did they just shoot a gun?
Oh,
yes. Is anybody injured, ma'am?
Oh, my God.
Ma'am, is anybody injured?
Shots fired at this AM PM.
Ma'am, what happened?
The guy went inside the store.
The guy went inside the store with a gun?
And I don't know if he's
okay. Okay, ma'am, calm down, okay? So, listen to me.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I left the store.
Okay.
I left the store. I should have left the store. I should have left the store. I didn't think this was for real.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I feel so guilty.
No, ma'am, you did the right thing. Don't feel guilty.
Charlie. Okay, ma'am.
Are the deputies inside with you?
Yes, but I don't know if the cop is hurt. Is the cop hurt? Oh my God.
So the guy that was in the Nissan went inside the store?
Yes, he went inside the store. He had the gun.
Okay.
And then the deputy went behind him.
Okay.
And then the deputy went behind me.
Okay, is the girl still in the bathroom?
Yes. Okay, you know what? The deputy is shot.
Okay.
The deputy is shot.
The deputy is?
And
okay.
The guy is shot as well.
Okay, and the guy is shot too?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Listener, we've all had frustrations when dealing with finances. I know myself struggled with overdraft fees when I was younger. Nothing like having money deducted from your account when you're already broke. Chime understands that every dollar counts. That's why when you set up direct deposit through Chime, you get access to fee-free features like free overdraft coverage, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, and more. And one thing I love about Chime, they have 24/7 customer support. Let me tell you, it comes in handy. Chime is banking done right. Open a checking account with no monthly fees and no maintenance fees. Get paid up to 2 days early when you set up a direct deposit. With qualifying direct deposits, you're eligible for free overdraft, up to $200 on debit card purchases, and cash withdrawals. To date, Chime has spotted members over $30 billion, not to mention access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs. Work on your financial goals through Chime today. Open an account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime feels like progress. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC, spot me eligibility requirements, and overdraft limits apply. Timing depends on submission of payment of file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Bank ranking and number of ATMs according to U.S. News & World Report. 2023. Chime checking account required. Listener, did you know your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right. It's not just about your birthday. Your body could be older or younger than you think. That's where True Diagnostics' True Age test comes in. With a simple at-home kit, True Age analyzes hundreds and thousands of markers on your DNA to reveal your true biological age and how fast you're aging compared to normal. 90% of aging is driven by lifestyle and environment, not just genetics, which means knowing the info gives you the power to improve. You'll also get a breakdown of 75-plus key longevity biomarkers. TrueAge was developed by doctors and scientists from Harvard, Yale, and Duke, drawing on one of the world's largest DNA methylation databases, so these insights are backed by serious science. Along with your results, you'll receive personalized recommendations, basically anti-aging biohacks, tailored to you, to help you improve those numbers and even potentially reverse your biological age over time. It's like getting a roadmap to age better. The True Age test is done at home. No doctor visit or big needle. Just a quick and painless finger prick. No vials of blood or awkward urine or stool samples. You send off that tiny sample into a prepaid package. And in about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll get a detailed online report about your aging and health, fast and hassle-free. If you're serious about longevity, or just curious about what your age's real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code Obscura to get 20% off your entire order. This is your chance to take control of your aging, make every year count more for your health. Visit TrueDiagnostic.com and use code Obscura at checkout to get 20% off.
Do you know, is anybody else injured?
Yes, no. One deputy down and the suspect down.
Okay.
Can you give you the plate number? Because, oh my God, plate number.
Okay, and is anybody in the vehicle?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I have to call.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and let you go then, okay?
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm the store manager.
I understand.
I can't go away.
Ma'am, go listen to the deputies, okay?
So the victim is out. The victim is out.
Okay, go talk to the deputies, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
At 1:48 p.m., a sheriff sergeant arrived at the scene. He was the first to respond. The officer attempted to detain Cardenas after spotting him in the silver Altima. Cardenas resisted arrest, barreling towards the store, and then, after turning, he drew his handgun.
Hey, brother, do me a favor. Come here. Hey, stop. Close pursuit. What the fuck are you up
here? before the sergeant could even react. He began firing on the officer, striking him twice in the leg and once in his taser. The taser was attached to the sergeant's duty belt.
Sam 5, I'm hit. Shots fired.
The sergeant took a knee and, reacting with the coolness as if he had ice water in his veins, he fired off 4 to 6 rounds in return before taking cover behind the store door. Beneath a blue sky, with shards of glass and debris exploding and popping around him like fireworks, the officer reloads, aims, and hits his target. But it's premature to celebrate. The sergeant hits the magazine release on his gun and drops his mag. So, while under intense pressure, the officer reloads and fires his weapon again. Allowing him to incapacitate the shooter, Cardenas lay writhing on the cement. The sergeant lay about 10 feet away from the incapacitated man.
Sam 5, I'm hit multiple times. Send meds. Suspect down.
Two men stare into the distance, into that great blue sky, virtually cloudless, both bleeding out, surrounded in wreckage, debris, broken glass shards. Backup arrives and cuffs the dying man. Cardenas is pronounced dead at the scene.
Sam 5, that's a firm.
This is the only suspect.
Sergeant was transported by helicopter to a medical center. He survived his injuries. The woman who called 911, you guessed it, was Cardenas' girlfriend. Cardenas, surprise, surprise, had a history of domestic violence. His girlfriend felt like she couldn't leave. She was terrified to do so. And it looks like she was correct in her intuition. That's one thing, on occasion, I like to express, listener. Leaving a relationship is often very different for women. It's something that's been made clear to me when I interview a lot of different people when working on this show, so many have told me in the past that they just didn't have it in them to leave because it was like rolling the dice. I think for most men, breaking up with someone isn't a potential life-threatening emergency. But for women, this is something they have to consider. It's a different world they live in, and it's unfortunate that that's the case. Yes, I know that this was two of these episodes back-to-back that covered domestic violence. I tried to frame this one a bit differently, but both cases caught my eye. I don't really question why I choose certain episodes when I do. It's just whatever interests me, whatever pulls me into working on them. These were just the two that happened to fall back to back. So I hope it wasn't too much of a downer that there were two domestic violence ones, you know, right together like that. I'll try to pick out something else that doesn't quite match up with these two, but who knows? When you're looking for cases to cover and you find some nice audio and case files and everything that goes together, sometimes a case just sort of falls into your lap. And unfortunately, as we were just discussing before, it seems like, statistically, if a woman is to be killed, it's most likely their significant other. Anyway, I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.
Dramatic body cam video just released by the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office.
Hey, brother, do me a favor. Come here. Hey, stop. Close pursuit. Sam 5, I'm hit. Shots fired.
The deputy drops his spent magazine and quickly reloads. This is surveillance video from inside that Victorville gas station. It shows the man inside suddenly pulling a gun on the deputy, and they both open fire. Moments later, the gunman heads toward the door and is preparing to shoot the deputy again. But the deputy had reloaded his weapon just in time.
Sam 5, I'm hit multiple times. Said meds. Suspect down.
The man who opened fire on the deputy identified as Jorge Cardenas. He did not survive. The incident began earlier that afternoon with a call to 911. A woman accompanying Cardenas telling clerks at the AMPM on Bear Valley Road in Victorville that Cardenas had a gun and was threatening her. A clerk quickly calling 911.
Keep an eye on that car. That silver car. Because he's threatening a girl and she barricaded herself in the rest. So I'm calling the cops.
Moments later, the first shots were fired.
Get out, 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 get out. What? Oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God. The deputy is shot.
Okay.
The deputy is shot.
The deputy is? Okay.
And the guy is shot as well.
Okay, and the guy is shot too?
Yes.
All right. Where are you hit? This leg, I don't know where else.
Shot multiple times, paramedics life-flighted the injured deputy. He survived his wounds. Responding deputies cuffed Cardenas. He was pronounced dead at the scene. This incident happened on December 1st of 2023, but the body cam and surveillance videos were just released by the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.